A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, Shabbos 91b, pagination page 182. About 10-11 lines from the top, a Mishnah in the beginning of the line. We're dealing with cases of Hotzah, transfer from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, private domain to public domain, and vice versa. And we learned in the beginning of the Masechta that there's a concept called an Akira. You uproot it from the place where it was, you're going to transfer it, and then you're going to do a Hanacha, a putting it down in the place of its destination. The question which our Mishnah confronts is, what happens if you make an interruption during the process? We know, for example, a case I believe we discussed, you're not allowed to transfer something for Amos in Rishus HaRabim. You're walking in the public domain, you're not allowed to move something 7 feet, for example, picking it up, walking it, and putting it down. So a trick which we discussed, which will downgrade it from the true prohibition, if you have a child that you went for a walk and the child refuses now to walk home and just crying in place for whatever reason, how are you going to get the child? You can't stand there in the middle of nowhere indefinitely. So the trick that we can use is that you pick the child up, you walk a step or two, you less than the 7 feet we're describing as 4 amos, you stop, you hang out there, perhaps you even hand the child to a second person so that there's no risk of you walking the full 7 feet before you stop. And like this, we've interrupted your act. You've always done something totally smaller. You haven't done the transfer. What would happen, likewise, if you lifted something up from Rishus HaRabim, from the public area, and somehow you interrupted it along the way, and then continued and finished off the act? What would its status be? Now, if we backtrack here for a moment and think, what would have happened by any other malacha? If you have bishul cooking, so I put it on the fire, I don't let it cook, I take it off, and then I put it on, and then it cooks. I don't see how you've accomplished anything, because at some point, due to your activity, it's going to cook. If you take a knife, and you go out to the field, and you wave the knife at the fruit, but you don't cut it, and you wave it again, and you don't cut it, and then you finally cut it. So when you cut it, that's the violation. Over here, since there are different components to the transfer, if you could somehow interrupt in the midst of the transfer, you could downgrade its status. Let's look at the Mishnah now. Hamotzei Ochlin, a person who's taking foodstuffs out, v'nasdan al ha'iskufa, and he put it on the threshold, or the stoop, the porch, in front of the house, bein shechaza v'hotzion, whether he continued taking it out, bein shehotzion acher, whether someone else went and took it out, potter, you're not doing the biblical violation, because you didn't do it at once. Now the logic here is that this porch, stoop, whatever you want to call it, threshold, is the status of a karmelis. It's an in-between rishus. It's not a private domain, it's not a public domain. So you manage to put it and make it come to rest in an interim stage. And therefore no one did Akira, transfer, and Hanocha. It is very similar to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, in which the person did components of the Malacha, but the other person, the inner person called the homeowner, or the outer person called the poor person, did the remainder of the activity. The Mishnah continues. Kuposhi meleya peros, a box, a basket that is filled with fruit, v'nosno alho eskufa, and he put it on this interim stage in the middle, hachitzona, afal pi sherov peros mi bachutz, even though most of the fruit has already done transfer, potter, he's not in biblical violation, acha yotzi es kol hakupa, until he takes the entire basket out. Now, the Gemara, we'll see this in a moment, has a discussion what kind of fruit produce are we talking about. Is it long produce? And the point here is that the entire cucumber never made it out. The entire zucchini never made it out. It's long things. So that the entire thing is not in the transfer rishus. Or are we talking even with small things, mustard seed, where you did transfer some of it, but because the object in question is a basket, so until the basket in its totality makes it out, it's not considered transfer. Two very different ways of looking at this basket. Let's take a look at the Gemara, which skip down about 9 lines. The first word on the line is poter, and then there's a 2 dots. Kupa shehimaleya, a basket that's full. Amar Chizkiya said, Lo shanu, we did not learn this topic that you're potter because it didn't transfer in its totality. Ela bekupa maleya kishuin udeluin, we're talking about long fruit. Cucumbers. Ava maleya chardal, but had it been filled with mustard, chayiv, you'd be in violation. Alma kasavar, must be that he's holding, agad kli lo shemei agad. The fact that you bundled it all into a basket has no significance. It's not that suddenly it's the basket that has to be transferred. He's willing to transfer even the individual fruit that's in the basket and call it transfer. But, he's saying, because it's long fruit and you didn't transfer any one individual fruit yet, so therefore it wasn't transfer. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, but Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Afilu meleya chardol potter, even if you would be filled with mustard seed, you would still be potter. Alma kosavar agad kalish mei agad. And this is because he's holding that the bundling of the vessel is not considered a bundling, and I'm sorry, the bundling of the vessel is considered a vessel, and therefore even if you're dealing with mustard seed, it's not considered a transfer because we have to look at the basket. Okay. We have another minute or two. Let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara, the piece that I skipped, and what I said outside we could actually see in the detail of the Gemara. Starting from the end of the line. Hai uskufa mai. What kind of porch, threshold, stoop are we talking about? Ilema iskufa risha sarabim, if you're talking about a public domain, potter. Why is he potter? Hakamapek misha sayachad risha sarabim. He already did transfer, even though he never made it out of the front stoop. This is very important. People think of private domain as what I own, and public domain what they own. And that's not the case. It depends how fenced in it is. Your front lawn, it depends what the traffic pattern is. You have streets, particularly in older streets, where the front stoop is actually part of the sidewalk. And a person walking, if it's close enough and short in height, it actually would halachically be a part of the public domain. Ela iskufa rishus hayachid. If you want to say that the threshold is called part of the private domain because it's a regular porch and it's tall and fenced in, whatever the rules are. Bein shechaza v'yotzi'en, bein shechaza v'yotzi'en, acha potter, hakamakit mushus hayachid lushus harabim. the person who comes afterwards and takes it from this interim stage is actually doing full-fledged Hotzah, because you did nothing. You put it from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, both belonging to you. Ella, and this is what we said, is Skufa Karmelis. It must be that this porch, this threshold, this stoop, whatever we call it, has the status of a Karmelis, an in-between stage, V'Hakamash Malon, and this is what we're being taught, Taima Denach BeKarmelis. The point is that it rested there, it came to rest. Halonach, had it not rested there, BeKarmelis Mechayiv, if you walked straight through the Karmelis without stopping, you would have been in violation, which is what the Gemara says, is the opinion of the Chachamim, that just walking through an interim stage doesn't change anything. Either you stop there, and you could be absolved, or you keep walking, and it makes no difference, because ultimately you transferred from there to there. Just as thoughtful homework, keep in mind, maybe we'll get to it in a different session, person comes home, he wants to unlock his front door. So one solution people do is they leave the key somewhere on this porch threshold area. What would happen if he put the key into the lock, unlocked the door, and then actually opened the door so that the key slides right into his private domain? It would totally depend on what status that interim stage was. Where were you leaving the key? Is that key part of the private domain? Is that key part of an interim stage? Is that key part of the public domain? Another question to consider is a tie clip. The person actually is walking in public domain with a key in the form of a tie clip, and he transferred from the public area, and now he flips it off his tie, sticks it into the thing, opens, and again, the correct way certainly is to take it out of the keyhole before you open the door and put it back on your tie clip, and then as your tie clip, and then walk in. What would happen if he didn't? What would happen if he allowed it to slide open? Was there any form of interim stage there, or he actually went ahead and did a transfer from public to private? Okay, Yeshikoach, have a great day.